Want to talk about speed cameras now. Are they a powerful deterrent against speed, or are they just a way of making money? The Nolan Show has asked for information from the PSNI about speed cameras in Northern Ireland. There are four fixed speed cameras. I'm sure you all know where they are if you're out driving about. One average speed camera. But the remainder are all mobile cameras. Now, in 2013-14, just over £1 million was generated from speed cameras. But was this hefty sum meant, or did this hefty sum mean that there were actually fewer accidents on the roads? Well, we've discovered that figures for drivers nabbed by three of the five cameras stayed relatively the same in the past 2 years, but the Sainfield Road and Springfield Road saw their figures more than double. I'm joined by journalists Andrea McVeigh and Steve Berry. Good morning to you both. Also on the line, Ian Greenway, who's the DOE's director of road safety. So first of all, Andrea, do you think these are a deterrent, or is it a case of everybody knows where the permanent cameras are, so we'll slow down when we're passing them and then hit the accelerator a bit more once we're out of sight?
Well, that does happen, but I mean, there has to be a deterrent. You know, speed cameras have to exist. And talking about the money, I mean, the money has to go somewhere as well. I mean, money has to be raised for it. So what would the alternative be to financial deterrent or points on your licence? And I believe in speed cameras, and I say this as someone who has been caught speeding, and I paid a fine and I got 3 points on my licence. So, but I think overall they're a good thing. If speed cameras save one life, just one life, or stop one accident, then it's worth it, because it could be your life, could be mine, it could be a member of your family. They're usually installed on stretches of road where drivers regularly exceed the speed limit. So I think it makes us think about our speed. And yes, people do see speed cameras and slow down, and then they speed up again afterwards. But speeding is wrong. It's against the law to go over the speed limit. And I just think there's no good argument for speeding. What is your argument for actually exceeding the speed limit, other than you think it's your right to break the law? I don't think there's any good argument for it, unless somebody is in your car and they're dying and you're taking them to hospital. Now, when I was speeding, I was going too fast. It was a stretch of road. It was a dual carriageway. The speed limit's 40. It was empty and it was a Sunday morning, and I was late for something, so I exceeded the speed limit. Now, I think that I was... I think it was safe. I don't think there was I was going to cause an accident or anything there. But at the same time, I did exceed the speed limit, and I got caught and I got fined. And that's the law.
Steve Berry, where do you stand on this, Steve?
It's as simple as this. If they wanted to actually stop people speeding, they could do it very easily. Don't sell cars that will do 150 miles an hour, which they're doing every single day, and that will happen today. And from today, make sure that vehicles are restricted via the GPS that's in every single car that's sold today, which could easily be used to restrict that car to the speed limit in that area. They're addicted to the income that comes from these cameras, and they don't want to cut off that funding. So they let us buy cars that'll do twice the speed limit, and they just enforce it through cameras and send us fines through the post, and it generates an enormous amount of revenue.
But you're saying they let us make cars that exceed the speed limit that go at 100 miles an hour. The police don't do that. The police service don't make cars. I mean, how do you tie that up? How do you link that up to the manufacturers of cars versus the police enforcing this? And the police are protecting the public. I mean, the police are protecting people, and that's what speed limits are there for and what speed cameras are there for. They're protecting members of the public from drivers that are speeding, and that's a good thing.
I want to ask you,
there's no right to speed.
I want to ask Ian Greenway from the DOE's Director of Road Safety. I mean, Ian, this idea of the driver awareness courses, these are obviously raking in plenty of money, but are they actually having an effect on the flip side? Are you seeing these driver awareness courses actually working?
I think what we have to say, Joel, is one death is one too many, as Andrea said.
Absolutely, but is this idea of giving people a chance to go on a course instead of 3 points at, what is it, £90 a pop or whatever it is? Is it actually having results?
The evidence from those specific sorts of educational intervention are that they do have an effect. But I think we have to remember that we need to see this in the round. There's, in road safety, we often talk about the three E's: education, engineering, and enforcement. We're focusing, understandably, on the third one today. But on the education side, we launched a couple of weeks ago our latest anti-speeding campaign. And we did that because 25% of deaths on our roads are still caused by people going too fast for the conditions. Not to do with the speed limit specifically, but too fast for the conditions. It's the biggest single cause of death on our roads. If one death is one too many, 25% of deaths each year is far too many, and we all need to tackle that. We all need to change our behaviours.
Norman's in Bangor this morning. Morning, Norman.
Joe, I'm all for speed cameras. I see them on the Bangor Ring Road. It does make people slow down, but as soon as they pass the cameras, away they go again. And I've seen people passing me at 60 mile an hour, and when you get to the next set of traffic lights, there they are sitting in front of you.
Which is it's a good point of relation that Norman makes, Ian, about you know the average speed camera thing that's on there on the way if you're coming back towards Belfast from Bangor. I mean, why has that only been the one of those in the whole of Northern Ireland where you can't then speed up again and slow down?
Well, I can't answer for the specific enforcement interventions the police make. No. They have to consider what will be most effective between fixed devices, mobile devices, average.
Yeah, but you know, the point is that would cut that out. You wouldn't then be able to do that if there were more of those types of cameras.
As I say, that's for the police to determine how best to enforce the laws and improve and remind us all, we are all bad road users. We all need constant reminding, unfortunately, that using the roads is the most dangerous thing most of us do most days.